I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. Thank you so much for listening. Well, I am so excited about the show today. I believe that everybody has a story to tell. That means you have a story to tell. That's right. You have a story to tell. You just need to understand how to communicate it well and what actually makes a good story. So, if you want to learn more about communication, being creative in sharing your story, and how your personal testimony can have an impact on others in a positive way, this is the show that you want to listen to. So keep tuning in, and we are going to hear from my awesome guest and communication expert, Kim Kaufman. Hi, Kim.
Kim, how are you? It's good to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing awesome. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Now, I'm so happy to be in studio with you. I'm looking forward to the conference on January 20th. Hard to believe that it's coming up right around the corner.
Oh, don't remind me, Kim.
I know.
Just a couple weeks away. So we better remind the listeners, too. If you guys have not got your tickets yet, you got to visit us at ivedecided.org and be sure to register for our motivational and leadership conference series. The kickoff, like Kim was saying, is January 20th.
Wow. Yep.
This is going to be an awesome day for you to get motivated, be inspired, and start learning the processes that you need in order to be successful. We want you to be successful. That's why I've Decided exist. We are here to help you be successful in your goals and dreams. We have over 60 businesses that are going to help you and connect with you. We have some awesome speakers lined up. And of course, Kim, you are teaching one of our power sessions.
I am. Yes, yes. And you know, Kim, it's interesting. I attended the I've Decided conference for the first time last year. And that's when I had a chance to really experience everything that this conference had to offer. And what I loved was the small business showcase and meeting people who were local in our community and being part of a group of men and women who are committed to pursuing their dreams and have made that choice. And that's why they're there. And so just being there and experiencing the day, I walked away with such great perspective about just the feeling that I can do this, we can all do this together, and really great tips and resources from speakers as well. And you had such a variety at the conference.
Yeah, we want to tap into the personal and the business development.
Absolutely.
So there's something for everyone. Double whammy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then when we talked, and I got to meet you, of course, and talk a little bit about storytelling, this is really a subject that is extremely important to me, because I think that storytelling today is critical. It's a world where we're living with constant communication. I mean, from the time we get up, from the time we go to bed, we are surrounded by technology. Many of us have that smartphone in hand. We get inundated with emails. We hear things on the radio, like this wonderful show on TV. Messages are constantly coming at us. And I think one of the best ways to break through the clutter is to actually share a powerful story with impact, because that is what really gets people to listen up and to want to learn more. But what makes a great story and what constitutes a compelling personal story, those are the things that we're going to get into in this power session. And so if you're a business owner and you're looking to create loyalty for your brand or for an upcoming event, if you're just trying to define who you are as a person and make a fresh start in 2018, this session is really for you. And that's what I'm excited about.
And I can't think of a better person to teach this than you, because your experiences amazing, actually. So tell us a bit about Kim Kaufman. Right. What's your story,
right.
Kim?
Oh, Kim, I tell you. The past, I would say, I might be aging myself here, but I would say the past 10 years have really been quite the story for me. I began my career actually working for the Walt Disney Company in Orlando, Florida, and I worked in the entertainment department there at Disney and just had a blast making magic for the guests that come from all across the United States and our world.
Now, let me guess, you were a princess.
Oh, Kim, you know, it's so funny when people come to the conference and they meet me. I have to break it to you. I was not a princess. And when they come and meet me, they'll know why. I'm rather tall. I like to say
that. Well, you look like a princess.
I know. And those Disney height ranges, oh, they'll get you every time
so
if you're taller.
So princesses have to not be tall?
Right. Well, they just don't have to be 6 foot. So you know, when you come to the conference, you'll understand. But I had a blast being friends with some of the other characters, some of the more goofy characters, if you will, and some villainous characters. And the thing about Disney is they know how to tell a good story. They know how to make something emotionally honest. And being part of that atmosphere, I started to see those movies come to life and the stories that Disney would share, and seeing the kids light up as they met these characters for the first time. That's what kind of really got me invested in storytelling at first glance. And when I moved home, I actually got a job. I'm a former TV reporter, and so had some experience learning really about the craft of story at that point. And being a reporter was absolutely a phenomenal experience because you got to figure out the who, what, where, when, why, how from people.
Now, you were a reporter right here in Peoria, right?
I was. For a plug for WMBD. Yes.
You guys might recognize her voice.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, and I was Kim Behrens back then, Kim Behrens, and worked at the station. But what I loved about reporting was that we would just go out at times and just talk to people. And it was amazing to, when you ask the right questions, to get the most wonderful and fascinating responses. But all you have to do is just ask people the right questions to pull the answers out of them. And Kim, you brought something up earlier, and that was really the fact that people say all the time, oh, I don't have a story to tell. Or you say, tell me about yourself. And people aren't really sure where to begin. And so sometimes it really takes an honest conversation with somebody, sitting down across the table, coffee with friends. But to start asking yourself some critical questions about who I am, what am I about, and what do I want to achieve this year? And that can really start to help you develop the story you want to share with others. And we need that in this world because stories, when we hear a story, research shows that we start to step into that person's shoes and we envision ourselves in that story because people are so interesting.
And it can be so inspiring too.
Yes.
And our testimony, we have to use our life testimony, the good and the bad.
Yes.
In order to help others. I think when we tell our story and we can tell it well, it truly has the power to heal. And your testimony, your story can really help others.
Yes.
And have such a huge impact.
Absolutely, it can. And I would say too that from my experience, so you know, we talk about Disney, just seeing the love of story to being a TV reporter to developing story. I began to do some public speaking actually professionally and also began competing in contests through Toastmasters International.
Right.
And this started about 2 years ago. And for Toastmasters, you actually write an inspirational speech. And so that's so broad, just like storytelling. It's so broad. Like, where do you start? But you have to think about the topic or an idea that is so important to you, something that you are just truly passionate about, and begin to write. And you have to ask yourself those questions. You know, what do I love? What's important to me? And by doing these inspirational speeches, I've really come to terms with developing that personal story. You have to be so authentic in order to get an audience, an international audience, to listen up and to lean in. And what's amazing is that doing this public speaking, it doesn't matter where you're from, where you live, what your background is. If you tell a genuine and authentic story, you're all one. You're all the same. People get it. And so I'm looking forward to sharing some of those facts with the audience and this information about getting authentic, getting vulnerable.
We're all not that different, are we?
No, we're really not. And I think, again, we're all at the conference for that same goal, to improve ourselves and to find success. And so that's what's truly exciting about this, Kim. Yeah.
I know. It is so exciting. Your experience, and I love the fact that you worked at Disney. How cool is that? So animated. And your personality, I can just so see that. That's like a perfect fit, TV personality.
Yes.
And so I'm really excited for you because you took, was it third overall this year?
Well, so yes. So I actually competed now in the International Toastmasters International World Championship of Public Speaking. Kind of a long title there.
But it's a big deal. People to understand. That's a big deal.
Yeah. And in 2016, I actually placed top 10. In the world. Yes. And so that was no small feat. That was a lot of personal reflection and writing and practicing. And the thing about public speaking is that you need to have a good story in order to be a public speaker, and in order to have that topic that, again, makes people, that draws interest, that gets people's attention. And so this past year, I actually wrote a story, just speaking personally, all about the concept of time, Kim, and the fact that it's just so hard to believe that here we are and it's 2018.
I know.
Like, where did 2017 go?
Where did 2000 go?
Where did
1999 go?
Kim, I still feel like 2004 was yesterday. And I say, oh, wait a minute. No. That was like a decade plus
ago. I was just talking to some folks about how I remember when the year 2000 seemed like so far away. I thought we were going to be flying in cars.
Right, Y2K.
And here we are, 2018.
I know. And so the purpose of that story when I was talking to my audience was really to look at your life and to value what is most important, because time is fleeting. And I shared some personal stories. Sometimes people say, well, Kim, why did you leave TV? You seem to love it. And of course, you enjoy meeting people and being on air. And I said, I absolutely did. But what I was losing sight of was my family and some of the hours that you work, and busy hours and stress and some different things. You know, you kind of have to look and say, all right, what am I missing out on from the other side? And so I had to make some critical decisions. And so I talked to the audience about that experience, and really valuing family and friends and the people that will surround you and lift you up. And so that was the speech that I shared, just about that concept, because we never know. Nothing's promised to us. So we have to live for today and relish in the gifts that
right.
we have.
I love that. And so that was your speech this year?
That was my international speech, yes.
Oh, that was your international speech in 20?
This year, yes.
Oh,
so
this year.
For 2017, yes.
Okay.
And I actually went to Vancouver, Canada, was where the contest was held. So it was really cool to compete outside the U.S., truly international contest. And then the year before, it was in Washington, D.C., and that was fabulous. And the speech that I wrote there and the personal stories that I shared, I titled it Recalculating, and I actually had a GPS that I used as my prop, you know, a GPS. And I used an old Garmin. I had gotten it actually when I graduated from college. So it was old school. I don't even
like
think.
Like the really big one.
It was the big one. Right. It looks like a cell phone.
Like it's the big thing on your arm.
Right. You know, those big honking things, and you would like weight it down on your dashboard so you could drive. And I used that because I had received that Garmin when I graduated from college. And it was all about direction. I think when we have those points in our life where we experience life changes, maybe it's a new marriage, maybe you've graduated college, maybe it's a new baby, a retirement, you know, all of us are going through these different chapters and journeys. And so for me, when I received this GPS, I had just graduated college and was trying to figure out what my next steps were going to be in life. And, you know, I had graduated around the time of the recession. So opportunities that I thought were going to be there really weren't as much as I thought. And that was a tough realization. And I had moved to Orlando again, actually was there two different times in Florida working for Disney. And I had an internship, and I thought, oh, this is a surefire. I am going to get full time. I'm going to grow in the company. I'm going to be a big star. I just know it. You know, you're what was I, 21? I have all these. It's amazing. At the world
You're
by its tail.
You're still going to be a big star. It's coming, Cam. It's coming.
That's
Do not
right.
give up on that
that's
dream.
That's right. I'm coming to the I've Decided conference, and it's going to give me more motivation and hope.
Yeah.
But anyway, so things didn't really pan out because of the way the economy was. And so I had to reinvent myself. I had to recalculate because I had to try different jobs in Orlando to stay afloat. The internship ended, and there was no full-time work. And so I did everything from working at a steakhouse in Orlando as a hostess to doing improv comedy on a traveling train show.
That's hilarious.
You know, anything to just kind of keep the spirit of who I was alive, which is, of course, being around people and performing and telling stories. And then I moved home. I moved home and back to Illinois. And there I tried to find all different jobs. I worked as a fitness center manager for a little while. I graded tests. I was a substitute teacher for my mom, who at the time was dealing with a cancer diagnosis, which is one of the reasons that brought me home. And so I think when I share these stories with people, it's all about, again, this journey and recalculating and reinventing yourself. And then I actually became, I sold floor mats for a while, believe it or not. That was my next job, was selling floor mats. And, you know, having to tell myself that this is just another step in the journey.
Right.
So while this may not be the end goal for you, it's a step and it's a growing. It's a growing opportunity.
And that is such so important for our listeners and for the people to come to the conference. I know there are people out there that could be in that stepping stone position where they're in a job that they don't love or
right.
they don't feel like that it is fulfilling or truly fitting for their purpose, right? That mm-hmm. stepping stone, like you said. Or maybe they just went through some tough times and they need to reinvent themselves.
They do.
That
yes.
is so
yes.
important for people to realize that it's time to do that, right? it is
the time. Is now.
The time yes. is now. The time to get started, to get excited about what's next is now. So if you are just tuning in, you've been listening to I've Decided Radio Show, and my guest today, Kim Kaufman, is really an expert in communication. And I think your stories that you've been sharing with us, Kim, prove that you have that experience and you really truly are an expert. Your background is all about really communication.
It is. It's the communication. Well, thank you, Kim. I would agree with you. And it's an important quality that we need to have today, especially. And sometimes I go on I don't mean to go on a soapbox, but you know, in a world where we're so filled with technology and we're texting instead of talking in person. It's so critical to have those solid interpersonal communication skills. And through interpersonal communication, that's where we're going to get to the root of a wonderful story. We're not going to learn wonderful stories from each other necessarily by sharing them in a 24-hour story that disappears on Facebook. We're going to learn personal stories by sitting down one-on-one and talking to each other face-to-face. Those are the most impactful ways to get to know somebody. But by having that story to share, by thinking about, well, what is my life and what do I want to tell people? What's an experience that could help them? Gosh, isn't that powerful?
Yeah, and I think if you're listening and you haven't taken the time to kind of write down your testimony.
Yes.
You know, write down your story. You know, what does your life journey look like?
And where do you want to go?
And like I said, we all have good and we all have bad, but all of this journey really is designed. We should share it
mm-hmm.
with others.
Yes.
Because it helps people.
We are instruments to teach. And I would say during the conference too, during this power session that I will be hosting, I will ask the audience some questions, some reflection questions to really get them thinking about, okay, what's my next step? And who am I as a person? And so I want you to come to the conference because I don't want to give anything away just yet, but I think it can really create some focus as we go through this session. And no matter, and I've said it before, Kim, but no matter if you are a small business owner, you're somebody that's just looking to start fresh with something else, If you're just wanting to start an organization.
Or if you're a parent.
Or if what you're about, a parent. Oh, my
you know,
gosh, yes.
Communicating with our kids. Kim, oh, my goodness. I have some teenagers in my house.
Oh, my gosh. Kim, you know, and that's a perfect it's a perfect segue, too, because it's funny. Sometimes the best stories come from your parents. And it maybe if you're 13, you may disagree with me. But I would say that the stories that my dad has told me or my mom has told me or my grandparents told me, isn't that funny that we still remember those? But if I ask you, oh, tell me about the news stories you read yesterday, you may not always remember what each one was about, but you'll certainly remember that story you were told as a little girl from your grandmother.
Never forget those stories. And they're impactful.
Right.
Again, they're impactful. So you need to learn how to share your story, even if it's just about sharing it with your children.
Absolutely.
Or your family, those close people. It doesn't have to, you know, we can impact one person and that makes a huge difference. And so I think sometimes we think on such a grand scale, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just need to bring it back to just making a difference for one person.
Yeah. And you raise a good point too, Kim. And because yes, you ask people. It's just like going to a store and you see somebody that you know, or maybe you're passing them at work and you say, oh, hi, how are you? What's your typical response?
Great. How are you? Awesome.
Doing good. Well, see you later. Or a lot of times it'll be, you're really positive, Kim. So of course you would say great. A lot of times people will say fine, you know, fine.
Or I'm okay.
I'm okay. Right.
Yeah.
Doing fine, doing well. But are you really? And I think that again, goes back to the story. Well, what's your story? Oh, I don't have a story. I'm fine. But you do have a story. And asking the right exploratory questions, you will get to the root of who people really are. I spent some time, we just wrapped it up, actually. But about 3 weeks ago or so, I wrapped up a public speaking class that I actually was working with students, high school and middle school students, to help them become better public speakers, communicators, and storytellers. And even at a young age, so we're talking 15-year-olds here.
Right.
I challenged them. Now, we as adults have a lot more life experience just because we're older. But even these students, I challenged them to look at their life and say, what is important to you? What do you want to do in your life? And what are some past experiences that you can teach other people? It was the same questions. And even these challenging questions, these kids were able to come up with these beautiful speeches that they wrote and delivered at their graduation. But when we initially started class and to see them walk in and think, oh, I'm so nervous. I just don't know what to say or what to do. This public speaking thing is so weird. And then to watch them shine as I helped them kind of get out of that shell.
Right.
Oh, it was a beautiful thing.
You're going to have to help us. We're actually going to be doing a program in 2018 called Take the Stage.
Ooh.
And so I'm just dropping a seed right now, Kim, right here on radio.
Well, do tell, Kim.
Yeah. And so we will have to talk about that because I bet you would be able to really help out in this program that we're going to do. And it's going to be a little contest where people who are interested in learning how to speak and or taking their story and speaking
taking
in front
it to the next level,
taking
sure.
it to the next level. You know, in as a business owner, as a small business owner, and a lot of business owners, you really have to be good at public speaking. In this day and age where social media is a frenzy, mm-hmm. and everybody watches videos. Everybody gets their information, you know, from Facebook or LinkedIn by watching videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to get our message out, we have to be able to do it through a video in front of people.
Through all channels. Yes.
Through all channels.
Yes,
so.
I know. And you have to keep all the skills sharp. And so, yeah, because some folks, you can be fabulous at Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. And my goodness, there's so many platforms, Pinterest. But then also that interpersonal.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say when I go out and I talk to groups, I say, you know, there will be another iPhone that comes along. Another really cool smartphone. What do we have? iPhone X. So some will have iPhone Z.
So they'll have to start all over with double A's, double B's,
the whole alphabet. But here's what's not going to go out of style, and that's the ability to tell a great story and to be a great communicator in person in front of people. and having that eye contact, knowing how to engage with them, just being a better conversationalist, knowing how to do that, that does not go out of style. But these other products probably will, and they will age and something else will come along. But being a great communicator never gets old.
And it is huge in impacting in your personal life and your professional life.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And so that is awesome, Kim. Hey, I want you to meet Kim. I want you to be a part of her power session at our I've Decided Motivational and Leadership Conference Series kickoff that's happening on Saturday, January 20th. At the Peoria Civic Center. Do you have your tickets yet? Because if you don't, it's not too late. You can reserve your seat. Visit us. Visit our website. Check out what we're doing at ivedecided.org. You can go and you can check out the conference and all the speakers that are going to be there and what you can expect by attending this conference. But I can tell you what, you will not be disappointed. We have an amazing lineup of leadership speakers and speakers like Kim, who are going to dive into some specific things like communication. And Dr. Leslie McKnight is going to be talking about the power of you. Doesn't that sound really cool?
That sounds awesome. Wow.
It is so great. We had her on the radio show talking about that not long ago. We have opportunities lined up for you in wellness. If living healthy is at the forefront, you know, Kim, living healthy is still the number one goal that people make every year. It's at the top of
their New Year's resolutions.
Yes, over and over.
Yes.
And so we have some amazing programs. Our I've Decided to Run and our I've Decided to Ride. Our I've Decided to Ride program is amazing because we have an awesome trail system through Peoria.
It's wonderful. Yes. Very scenic.
It is. Mm-hmm. And we actually it's for beginners or intermediate, and we split them up in two groups. But I actually, 2 years ago, crossed the Bob Michael Bridge on my bike for the first time.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
You were wearing a helmet, weren't you?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
You have
safety
to wear
first.
A helmet in order to participate in our ride. That's just a part of it.
Just what
our
you do.
Our coach, Heather Fitzenko, she would not allow us not to ride without a helmet.
Smart lady.
But there's just so much, and we want you to connect with the people that are going to lift you up, encourage you. And, you know, this is in the midst of craziness, this is just a very positive event in our community and for our city. I say this all the time, Kim, and that is our city, our community cannot expect to reach our fullest potential of prosperity if the individual people who make up this city, this community, are not successful in their personal and professional goals.
It's so true.
It starts with that individual person.
And I've had people ask me to, when I've spoken at conferences and things, they say, how do you get inspired? Or how do you take that next step for those that are just sitting on the fence? Somebody have asked me that, you know, if I'm just sitting on the fence and I just don't know where to begin. And I always say, you have to surround yourself with people who are either doing what you want to do, that have achieved the goal that you are trying to reach, or you need to surround yourself with people who are forward thinkers and motivated, because that will get you inspired, because you're plugging yourself into the network that's going to lift you up. And if the I've Decided conference doesn't do that for somebody, oh my gosh, you've got to come here. You've got to see. I mean, this is the conference, and you will see what I'm talking about with being around those like-minded people, getting that inspiration, and just having those conversations by sharing your story with other people. You'll find that, again, we're all very alike. We're so excited. So, yeah.
Kim, thank you for saying that.
Oh, absolutely.
I really thank you. That made my heart just like, I was like, oh.
Get warm on a cold day.
I know, on a cold day. Made me so warm. Well, and that's what we strive for. You know, it is our mission at I've Decided, and we to help people be successful. It is important that every person is successful in what it is that they want to do. And so I thank you, Kim, from the bottom of my heart for coming to the conference last year so that I could meet you.
Oh, me
and
too,
learn
Kim. It was destiny.
What you are doing. And then now you're coming to speak at our conference and teach a power session about communication and I'm just so excited, that storytelling, and yes. You are the perfect person to do this. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm thank you guys for listening to the radio show today. And I hope that I will see you at the conference in a couple weeks on January 20th. And Kim, thanks again for being with me on the radio show today. I really appreciate it. Can you believe how fast half hour goes?
It sure went fast, Kim, but it was a real pleasure. And I am looking forward to seeing everybody, too, at the conference on January 20th.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody, and we'll be back with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?